mentioned the last year the possibility of two very different halachos when it comes to mitzvah babi aveira. The drash of gozel dumdi piseach is a reference to a psul comparable to that of bamum, and the halacha veila hamitzvah of the Yerushalmi is halacha in terms of kiyum mitzvah sagavra, and the possibility that one could in fact argue that both are true lahalacha. One doesn't have to necessarily assume that these are two exclusive marmakomos. If you assume that it's halacha psul, then it's clear it is something which is possible even bidyeved. The cheftz is considered to be that which is possible, but perhaps that is only applicable to that which is dumi de karban, as the mitzvah code name of the Balei Atosus, mitzvos shaba'in laratzos. If you have a mitzvah which is not like that, for example, sukkah matzah, there the possibility of mitzvah babever would stem from the pasuk of eilah mitzvos, and perhaps there one could suggest that that is ikim mitzvah sagavra, but that does not result in a psul. And the possibility has been chaschinach raised in shinach avei. When it comes to the cases of sukkah, one could envision that the chevzah shel sukkah is ksheira, despite the fact that there is no kiyum mitzvah sagavra. And even furthermore, when it comes to cases where we're dealing on the level of drabanan, either a iser drabanan, or dealing with the case where the mitzvah is drabanan, would one assume the concept of mitzvah bav yaveirin? Pointed out the possible stira in the shitas Rambam, that the Rambam assumes when it comes to netilas dalet minim on shar yamim, gezel is considered to be kosher, indicating the Rambam seems to pass like the view of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeini, that mitzvah bav yaveir does not apply to a mitzvah drabanan. But yet in Perkei Alochates of Hilchos Yisuri Hamizbeach, the Rambam writes, if you're dealing with an Isser Drabanan regarding carbon, then in fact we assume mitzvah babi aveira. So why would one distinguish between the two? True, the cases are different. In one instance, on Shar Yamim, we're dealing with an Isser Daraisa and a mitzvah Drabanan. In the case of the Rambam in Yisuri HaMizbeach, you're dealing with a mitzvah Daraisa with an Isser Drabanan. But the broader question, does mitzvah babi aveira apply to Dinim Drabanan? And perhaps one could suggest, this is the Chiddush of Rav Zolti and Siman on Aleph, that it depends on the very source. If you're dealing with a case which is a psul, so therefore a psul drabanan will also render the karban unfit, legabe mizbeach. If you're dealing with kiyum mitzvah, maybe one could argue if you're dealing with that which is daraisa, that results in a kiyum hamitzvah, eila hamitzvos. Mashenkin, if you're dealing with a din drabanan, perhaps that is not monea, it's not mafkia, the kiyum hamitzvah. If that is the case, the Rambam perhaps bedafkin hilchos yisuri hamizbeach, when the Rambam is dealing with carbon, where mitzvah babever is considered to be a psul, that's where the Rambam extends it even to yisuri drabanan. But when it comes to netilas lula, perhaps that would not be the case, that there the distinction between daraisa as opposed to drabanan. On what basis do we assume that this is true? After all, we demonstrated that when it comes to lulav, that certainly is a mitzvah which is balar atzos, and that is dumi de karban. After all, the Gemara applies the drasha of gozel dumi de piseach even when it comes to lulav. So here, perhaps the following distinction. What is the relationship between netilas lulav on Yom Rishon, the mitzvah daraisa, as opposed to netilas dalet minim on shar yamim? When it comes to the level of the din daraisa, that's clear, the Gemara tells us. That is dumi de karba, that is balar atzos. When it comes, however, to netilas dalet minim an shar yamim, when the Mishnah tells us in Daf Mem Aleph that is only considered to be a zeich lemikdash, et takan Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so that is the question. Does that have the Torah's mitzvah shel ritzui, or do you argue that that does not? To what extent do we assume that the mitzvah netila drabanan is considered to be that which is ke'en daraisa? Perhaps this gufa is the sugya, the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeini. To what extent we assume that that is ke'en daraisa? According to Rabbi Yochanan, that is true, and we will apply mitzvah babi avera even to dalet minim an shar yamim. Perhaps that is exactly the chiddush Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeini. That is not true. Dalet minim b'shar yam is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, zeich lamikdash. It doesn't have the Torah's ritzui. It is comparable to shar mitzvos, in which case one could distinguish between the din daraisa as opposed to the din drabanan. And we cited other examples where there is a machlokis in terms of zeich lamikdash, to what extent it parallels the mitzvah daraisa, when do we assume that it does not. This sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeini, in the name of Shmuel, that tells us when it comes to Shar Yamim, Mitol Shiyatza B'Shal Yatza Nami B'Gozal, we saw a very fundamental Machlokas Rishonim. Tosus assumes that this is only true here when it comes to Mitzvos Derabanan, and we qualified even further, maybe it's only when it comes to Mitzvos Derabanan She'enan Ba'in Laratzos. But a mitzvah which is balaratzos, in such a case, maybe then even Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni would in fact agree. This was against the view of the Ritva and Sukkah and Avdes, and against the Tosos and Arsugya, because they assume that according to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, in such a case, we will deny mitzvah babi avera even regarding mitzvahs daraisa as well. And this is the comment of the Balamor in Sukkah and Av Yidal Mabez and Dapi Harif, where the Balamor goes a step further, that we assume la halacha, like the view of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni. How do you know that that is true? He brings a raya from that sugi and sukkah and aflamin, the memor of Rav Huna regarding Hanu Avunkari, where Rav Huna said to the merchants who were purchasing the hadassim from that which the goy possessed, that see to it that they will go ahead and do the ktitza. After all, if that is true, you will have yeyush and shini rishus, and therefore you don't have to be concerned with the possibility of gezel. The difficulty is the following. What about the problem of mitzvah ba bi'aveira? So how do you understand the suggestion of Rav Huna in the case of Hanu Avunkari? The Balamor writes, that's a clear raya that we deny mitzvah ba bi'aveira. We assume like Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeini. So he pointed out that you see then two chidushim. Number one is that the Balamor assumes that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeini's chidush was not simply regarding a din d'rabanan, but even regarding a din d'araisa as well. There the Gemara is dealing with the din d'araisa v'tilas lulav, not shar yamim. And yet the Balamor writes that that follows Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeini. And the further chidush is that if it is a problem mitzvah babi avera, that would apply even the achar kinyan. That is like the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and perhaps even above and beyond Rabbeinu Tam. Because as we pointed out, Rabbeinu Tam discussed his chiddush regarding the case of yeyush. In the case of Avunkari, we're not merely dealing with yeyush. The Gemara says we're dealing with cases of yeyush and shin rishus, possibly shini maisa, and possibly shini hashem. And yet, the Balamor writes that that must follow Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, who denies mitzvah babi avera. Because if you would subscribe to mitzvah babi avera, you would not be yotzei. That perhaps is the greatest chiddush. You wouldn't be yotzei, even though in those cases it's not merely yeyush, but those are cases of shini rishus, perhaps shini mais, as the Gemara suggests, and perhaps even a shinui hashem. Good. We started to discuss then the Rambam Shita. The Rambam, as he pointed out, Hachasula Perches Alach Aleph, writes that, generally speaking, Shel Gezel, Shel Asherah is Basel, and Magen Mishnah writes the Psul is because of Mitzvah Babi Aver. The Rambam certainly subscribes to Mitzvah Babi Aver. We saw that Num Perakev Hachos Yisuri HaMizbeach as well, but yet the Rambam writes that the Lulav HaGozel is Basel B'Yom Nishon Bilvad, and Shar Yamim it is considered to be kosher, and the Ravid is masik, that's not true. Mitzvah babi avera. Pashup shat the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeini, that since netilas lulav and shar yamim is derabanan, or since it's at least a zeich lemikdash, in such a case, there is no particular problem. But then the following difficulty. Perakei in Hilchos Yisuri HaMizbeach, the Rambam writes in the context of karban, that certainly a karban ha-gozel is possible, but the Rambam writes, ve'im nisyashu ha-balim ha-karban kosher. If there is yeyush, then the carbon is considered to be kosher. So the difficulty is the following. How does the Rambam paskin regarding yeyush? Is yeyush kadi kani? Yeyush kadi lo kani? So the Rambam is explicit in Hilchos Geneva and Perakei Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes that yeyush kadi lo kani. So therefore, if there's mitzvah babi avera, and yeyush alone is not kone, so therefore, how can the Rambam write, v'im yisyashu habaylim ha-karban kosher? Lechem Mishnah suggests the following chiddush, that when it comes to hekdish, this is not merely yeyush. This is yeyush coupled with a case of shini hashem. We discussed earlier, maybe the possibility of shini rishus. And therefore, even though the Rambam paskens that yeyush alone is insufficient, here yeyush is accompanied by shini hashem, and therefore the carbon is considered to be kosher. Lechem Mishnah points out, however, apparently you see a greater chiddush, that the Rambam goes above and beyond the view of the Ri. The Ri was willing to maintain that mitzvah ba be'avera is pachal achar kinyan, but med var mamurim, where the kinyan was chal before the Hakadasha, if you hold Yeyush is Kona. However, if the Kinyan and the Hekdesh are Boin Ke'echad, that it is the Hekdesh that secures the Kinyan Egneva. It is the Shini Rishus and Shini Hashem that is Mavgiyah, the Halacha of Bailus of the Nigzal. In such a case, that certainly is considered to be Mitzvah Haba, the Aveira. If you accept this Bir of Lech Mishnah, the Rambam goes even a step further, that even if the Kinyan and the Hekdesh are Chalim B'Basachas, even then we assume that Mitzvah Haba, the Aveira is Paka. That would mean the following possible shitas, that according to the Rambam, even if it's boin ke'echad, in such a case, there's no problem mitzvah babi aveira. The chiddush of the Ri, that as long as there was a kinyan mikodem, prior to the hakdosha, then mitzvah babi aveira is paka. The chiddush Rabbeinu Tam, that mitzvah babi aveira applies even lachar kinyan. However, Rabbeinu Tam was only discussing yeyush. Not necessarily this would be the case when it comes to other forms of kinyanim. And we saw the Balamor that goes a step further than Rabbeinu Tam and is willing to assume that Yeyush, in fact, would not be a sufficient kinyan to be mafkia mitzvah babi avera. And the Balamor writes, that's pshat in the sugi of Avankari. Avankari is not really Yeyush. Avankari is Yeyush and Shinim Shus, Yeyush and possibly Shinim Maisa, Yeyush possibly in Shinim Hashem, those are the kashas of the Gemara, and yet the Balamor writes that if you were to assume mitzvah babi avera, that would not be acceptable for the purpose of mitzvah. So those are the various shitas regarding mitzvah babi avera la'achar kinyan. And in terms of which mitzvos we apply, mitzvah babi avera, the Balamor was clear that you're willing to apply mitzvah babi avera to all mitzvos. However, if you hold a Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmeini, there is no mitzvah babi avera even to mitzvos daraisa. And this was against the Tosos in our sugya. The Ravid assumes that no, we apply that mitzvah babi avera even to lulav and shar yamim, even to mitzvos derabanan. And the further distinction of Tosos that you have to separate mitzvos habayim laratzos as opposed to mitzvos she'ein bayim laratzos. And then the chiddush based on Rav Zhulti's diuk in the Rambam, that maybe mitzvah babi avera in principle could apply to all mitzvos. However, perhaps the distinction that if it's a mitzvah which is bala ratzos, then you have two halachos, not only eila ha-mitzvos, but even gozel doing the biseach. If it's a mitzvah which is not bala ratzos, then all you have is eila ha-mitzvos. And perhaps eila ha-mitzvos is somewhat limited. Maybe that only applies to mitzvos daraisa and does not apply to the cases of mitzvos derabanan. Now, further in Tosus discusses the following issue, the Sugyan Baba Kama Andaf Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph. How does this fit in with our question of Mitzvah Haba Be'Avera La'achar Kinyan? Because Tosus quotes the Memra of Rabbi Eliezer, Haresh Gozel Sol Shel Chitin, a person is Gozel Chitin, and then Tachana Va'afa Ve'Hifrish Mimeno Chala. Clearly, Shini Maisa, he steals Chitin, and now he bakes Chala. So Rabbi Elazar says that Ketzad Mevarech, Ein Ze Mevarech El Menaitz, Vel Ze Nemar, Uvotzer Verech Nietz Hashem. How does that fit in with our whole issue of the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam? What exactly is the issue here? What exactly are we discussing? Ein Ze Mevarech El Menaitz? Well, Poshub Shad, right? We're talking about A, the mitzvah of Hafresh Haschala, Hifrish Imenu Chala, and Ein Ze Mevarech El Menaitz is the Birchas HaMitzvah on Hafresh Haschala. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer tells us the following, that one cannot go ahead and recite a bracha on Hafresh Haschala, after all, because this was secured ba'avera. If you look in Tosus and Brachos, Daf Mem Hei Amar Aleph, the Ramaskil Ochal, Tosus adds one word which shifts the focus entirely. Tosus writes, Hareisha Gozal Sa Shel Chitim, V'tachana V'afa V'achla. Tosus cites the Braisa as V'achla. And then the Braisa says, Ein Ze Mevarech El Menaitz. That word of V'achla is critical, because if that's the case, one could suggest that the bracha that the Gemara is discussing is not the bracha on Hafresh Haschala, but rather the Birchas Hanen in An Achila. And in fact, Rabbi Kveger in the Gilyan HaShas and Brachos Memhei points out that that is not our girsa. Our gear says, our Tosfos quotes it, is tachana va'afa hefrishimenu chala, period. We're not even talking about achila. We're talking about the mitzvahs hafrasha. If that is the case, so therefore we are not addressing the birchas hanenin, we're addressing the birchas hamitzvah. And therefore a bracha cannot be recited if something was secured ba'aver. So this is clearly a case of an isser of gezel, good, but mamish shini maisa, and yet here the Gemara still tells us there's a problem of mitzvah ba'aveira. So how in fact would that work? Isn't this a case clearly of a mitzvah ba'aveira which is la'achar kinyan? So the Ri is troubled by this, after all, because the Ri maintained that mitzvah ba'aveira is pakal achar kinyan. So therefore, this is mamish, a case of shini maisa. Forget about yeush. This is shini maisa. And in which case, so why is it that there's any problem when it comes to a bracha? So the Ri writes the following, that no, this is a separate halacha when it comes to brachos, not directly related to our issue. Le'inyan bracha, lahazkir shem shamayim alav, royu lahachmer yoser. That's what the Ri points out. Inochinami. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer invoked the pasuk of Hotzer Berech Nis Hashem. We're talking about bracha. There's a higher standard. Lahazkir Shem Shamayim. This is not identical, but in Lamdus, it was quite similar to the Chiddush of the Ritva in the name of the Balei Tosfos. That there's certain mitzvos that are not boin laratzos. There, perhaps we don't fully apply mitzvah babi avera. A mitzvah which is boin laratzos, that's mitzvah babi avera. The Ri maintains the following, even if the mitzvah is not boin laratzos, but the element of bracha, which is the hazkir shem shamayim, then certainly there is a problem of mitzvah babi avera, and therefore royal lahachmer yoser. In fact, if this is true, we'll have to see the following. How do you get back then to that sugyan sukkah daf lamed, Rav Huna? Rav Huna was saying the following, Tahani Avonkari, that there's a problem here, a potential gezel. So how do you solve it? Al yedei kinyan. What was Rav Huna's great etza? He was suggesting to the merchants that do this in order what? In order to have a dalad minim to be yotzi without a bracha? Is that the case? Pashup shot, it would appear, if Rav Huna was suggesting this, that somehow that this would work. No, not that. And take these dalad minim and don't recite a bracha. Once you see the chiddush of our Tosfos, that mitzvah haba be'avera la'achar kinyan works in terms of a kiyum hamitzvah, but there's no possibility of a bracha, it would be somewhat surprising that Rav Huna would suggest this, no? Rav Huna was not dealing with the case of Bidyevit where someone asked him, are you yotzi, are you not yotzi? Rav Huna was telling the merchants, this is what you should do. In order what? In order to be able to have dalad minim without a bracha. Pashup shan, the Gemara would appear that Rav Huna somehow felt that you could even recite a bracha. Now, if that's the case, we'll have to see that how this would work in light of our Tosfos, where our Tosfos points out, even lachar kinyan, nonetheless, you still have a problem of reciting a particular bracha. Good. So, number one is the chiddush of the Ri, that no, don't think you're not yotzei. Of course this is true. Of course there is a hafrasha schala. This is just a detail within dinei brachos, lahazkir shem shamayim alav. What about according to Rabbeinu Tam? So, according to our Tosfos, maybe you get the impression that what? According to Rabbeinu Tam, everything's fine. Mitzvah babi avera exists even la'achar kinyan, so I understand, even la'achar tachana va'afa, right, there's still a problem here. But according to the Ri, where that's not true, it's pakalachar kinyan, so how do you make sense of that sugi? The answer is that's a separate sugi when it comes to the case of dinei brachas. However, the following problem, how does that sugi make sense even according to Rabbeinu Tam? Let's assume according to Rabbeinu Tam that mitzvah ba'avera can survive kinyan. So therefore, in the case of Rabbi Eliezer, what happened in that instance? Gozal chitin, tachana, afa, hifrishim, and ochala. There's a problem in mitzvah babi avera. And if there's a problem in mitzvah babi avera, what's the next line? Therefore, ain't a mitzvah. And therefore what? The hafrasha is not a hafrasha. The hafrasha is not chal. Mitzvah babi avera ain't a mitzvah. And if the hafrasha is not a hafrasha at all, So then what? So Rabbi Elazar says, I'll tell you a chiddush, that you can't make a bracha? And the reason you can't make a bracha is because of a pasuk of Otseh Berech Nitz Hashem. Well, of course you can't make a bracha. The whole hafrasha was shelo kedin. How would Rabbi Natan understand that particular case? The Ri says, Al Karchach, you have to assume this is a separate halacha in dini brachas. Very good. And that's why we quote the pasuk of Otseh Berech Nitz Hashem. But if you assume that's not true, that this is a real mitzvah haba b'yavera problem, well, of course, then mitzvah haba b'yavera ain't a mitzvah. Well, of course you can't recite a bracha. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. V'tzeh berech nietz Hashem. So possibly number one is the following. Rabbi Natan's chiddush, that mitzvah haba b'yavera can survive kinyan, we mentioned. Rabbi Natan never said this about Shini Maisa. Rabbi Natan only said that if you hold Yeyush Kedi Kani, there's still a problem because the Cheftza is fully intact. But Rabbi Natan Lachor would be Mode that if Panim Chadoshos Bolokan, and this is Cheftza Acher, well, of course, then Mitzvah Babaver is Paka. Well, if that's true, very simply, Rabbi Natan will agree to this Biur of the Ri. Rabbi Eliezer's Chiddush is a Chiddush in Dine Brachos because even I will admit, Tachan Aviafa. This is a cheftza acheres in such a case. So of course, this is not mitzvah babi avera. But still, Rabbi Eliezer is mechadesh that you cannot recite a bracha. Pashrav shav, the biur in the Ri would be exactly true according to the view of Rabbeinu Tam. In fact, one could suggest the following, that since Tosus and some of the kashas against Rabbeinu Tam was asking from cases of shinui, not only from Yeyush, right, that's why Tosus assumes that this is how the Ri would understand the Gemara. But perhaps Ali B'Demes, this is exactly how Rabbeinu Tam would understand the Gemara as well. Because Rabbeinu Tam was not willing to grant that Lachar Shini Maisa, there is still a problem of Mitzvah Babi Avera. But let's assume you would disagree with this. Let's assume you would argue, for example, like the Balamor, the willingness to assume Mitzvah Babi Avera even Lachar Kinyan. Even Lachar Kinyan. And therefore, mitzvah babi avera ain't a mitzvah. So what is Rabbi Eliezer's great chiddush? You can't make, of course you can't make a bracha. There's no mitzvah. Mamash a bracha levatala. So here Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following issue. Let's assume mitzvah babi avera ain't a mitzvah. And in such a case, there is no kiyum ha-mitzvah whatsoever. So what exactly would that mean? A person is mafrish chala, and we would argue, no, mitzvah babi avera ain't a mitzvah. So therefore what? When it comes to dalet minim, I could argue, you know, these dalet minim were stolen, and therefore your mice and atila was nothing. Mitzvah babi avera ain't a mitzvah. When it comes to a case of hafrashas chala, what would you argue? Mitzvah babi avera, and therefore what? Therefore your hafrasha was not chal? Therefore what? If a person will subsequently eat, he violates an Isser of Tevel? Is that what you would argue? Here Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following possibility, and that is, even if you assume that it is subject to mitzvah babi avera, and mitzvah babi avera ain't a mitzvah, so there's no kiyu mitzvah in such a hafrasha, but nonetheless, the chalos heter certainly is still chal. And the Shem Tevel is Paka. Let's assume, for example, a person would do a Shechita Shelo Kedin. And you would assume that's subject to Mitzvah Babavera. Hashochet B'Shabbos. And it's subject to Mitzvah Babavera. Not like the Yerushalmi, the Nisar Gav, there's no Mitzvah Babavera. So what would you argue? Therefore what? Right, maybe you could argue that the Shechita does not register as Kiyum HaMitzvah. Maybe you would argue that you don't recite a bracha on such a shechita. You're going to argue the animal is an avela. Would you go that far as to argue there's no chalos whatsoever? Here, when it comes to hafrasha, one could certainly argue that the shem tevel is paka. Mitzvah babi avera means that ain't a mitzvah. And if you're willing to grant that possibility, that the hafrasha is meaningful, there is a chalos heter. You have chal and you have now chulin misukonim. There no longer is a shem tevel. So perhaps now you could raise the following issue. And what is the nature of the bracha on hafrashos, trumos, or maisros, or on tevel? Maybe the bracha is on chalos. The bracha is not necessarily on kiyum hamitzvah. In which case, one could argue, even if you'll maintain the extreme position, that if mitzvah ba'be'ver is not pakal achar kinyan, even al yidei shini maisa, but still there is a chalos heter, and therefore one could recite a bracha. Even according to Rabbi Notam, even according to Balamor. And that's the chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer. Despite the fact that there is a chalos heter, the fact that now you have chulim isukanim, but still, g'nai hu lahaskar shem shamayim alav. Don't invoke a shem shamayim and anything that has a tzad iser. Even if technically speaking there is a chalos, and even if we argue that the nature of the bracha is one which is on chalos itself. Just like we argued according to Menachas Chinuch in Shin Chafei, that mitzvah ba'aver does not necessarily mean that the sukkah is a sukkah psula, it's halach in terms of kiyum ha-mitzvah. No, but nonetheless, in this particular case, right, it doesn't mean that we're mafgia the chalos chala in the chalos hafrasha, and perhaps in that sense a bracha can in fact be recited. We discussed in a very different context, right, the parallel of mitzvah srichos kavana, where he pointed out the chiddush the berhalach in simin samach, that if you hold mitzvah srichos kavana and there is no kavana, is there tikkun hachefetza? Where the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha was willing to suggest a pretty incredible chiddush, that if you hold mitzvah srichos kavana, and therefore what you did is not a mitzvah, so therefore the chefetza remains that which is asur. No? If you hold mitzvah srichos kavana, and you don't have proper kavana for the mitzvah of tzitzis, so therefore you violate an isra of wearing a beged dal kamfos bli tzitzis. If you hold mitzvah srichos kavana, you don't have proper kavana for your sukkah, in such a case that's achila, without the mitzvah of sukkah. That is considered to be an isser. And the first tshuva Mincha Shlomo that says, no, that certainly is not true. Even if you grant mitzvah srichos kavan is necessary for kiyum ha-mitzvah, but it is not a psul cheftza if you lack kavana, and therefore, no doubt, the beged is mitzvah yetzes kehilchasa, the sukkah is considered to be a sukkah ksheira, even if there is no kiyum ha-mitzvah. So, a couple of chiddushim. Chiddush number one is that mitzvah babi averi, even if it's mafgiyah kiyum ha-mitzvah, it's not mafgiyah the chalos hafrasha. And chiddush number two is that perhaps when it comes to bracha, that's all you need. Maybe the bracha is not necessarily on the kiyum ha-mitzvah, but the bracha simply is on the chalos hafrasha. And where do you see this is true? The bracha on the chalos, as opposed to the bracha on maisa mitzvah or kiyum ha-mitzvah. So this we've discussed in the past as well. And this is a chiddush that Rav Shlomeichik collaborated on with many different maramakomos. The Gemara tells us in Menachos and Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, when it comes to the case of tefillin, the Gemara writes the following chiddush, that there are two different possible brachos. A bracha l'mahaniach and a bracha of al mitzvahs. And the Gemara says the following, if lo sach, if a person puts on tefillin properly, he's not mafsik between the shayad and sharosh, mevarech achas, one bracha is recited. If sach, if there is a hefsik, then mevarech shtayim, then two brachos are recited. And this is the critical machlokes rishonim. What does that Gemara mean? Rashi, the Rambam, the Rif maintain that the Gemara is telling you the total number of brachos. Lo sach, you only recite a single bracha, a bracha of lahaniach. Only if one is mafsig, then do you recite an additional bracha. And Rabbi Yotam in the Rosh maintain, oh, the Gemara is not discussing the total number of brachos. The theme of the Gemara is how many brachos do you recite on the tefillah shel Rosh. Normally you recite one bracha of al mitzvahs. If so, however, so now you have to repeat the bracha of lahaniach. And that is the Meg Ashkenaz, like the view of Rabbi Yotam in the Rosh, that you recite two brachos on tefillin. Not because tefillin are two separate mitzvahs, no. Tosis is explicit in Brachos and Avsamachim and Beis. If a person wouldn't have the Tefillah Shoyad, he would only have a Tefillah Sharosh, you make two Brachos in the Tefillah Sharosh. A Bracha of Lahaniach and a Bracha of Al Mitzvos. In fact, that's what the Gon is bothered by. The Gon writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillin, in Simen Chafei, where do you see that there are two Brachos on a single mitzvah? Where do you see that? That is true. And in fact, the Gon cites as a raya the Tosefta in Brachos. When it comes to Hafrasha, the Tosefta writes in Brachos, in Paragvav, Tosefta Yutes, that a person who is going to Mafrish, Shrumos, Maestros, and so on, a single Bracha is recited. No doubt that Shrumos and Maestros are different mitzvos, but nonetheless, a single bracha is recited. So even if we argue that the Tefillah Shayad and Tefillah Sharosh are two separate mitzvahs, of course, one bracha is in fact recited in those particular cases. When it comes to that example of Hafrashas, Chumas, and Maisros, a very simple kasha. What type of bracha is that? What is the nature of what seems to be the Berchas HaMitzvah on Hafrashas, Chumas, in Maestros? And perhaps even a broader question, right? Is there a mitzvah of Hafrashas, Chumas, and Maestros in a categorical sense, that independent of whatever you desire, I have no desire to eat, but forget about that. No, there's a mitzvah, Hafrasha. Or should you argue that no, Hafrashas, Chumas, and Maestros is similar to Shechita, right, in the sense that Hafrasha is matir, it's matir nisr tevel, but there's no independent mitzvah safrasha. This is a fundamental machlokes. The Magen Avraham and Hilchos Tzitzis, Arachayim Simen Ches, is bothered by the very first halacha, Hilchos Tzitzis. The Mechaber writes that Yisatev b'tzitzis v'yivarech mu'umad. The Berchas HaMitzvah in Tzitzis is recited ba'amida. You stand when you recite the bracha of Al Mitzvah Soli Yisatev b'tzitzis. And the Magen Avraham raises the following issue. Is that really true? That a Berchas HaMitzvah requires Amida. After all, the Magen Avraham cites the Mishnah in Chala, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, where the Mishnah describes Ha'isha Yosheves V'kotza Chalosa. The Mishnah describes a woman who is being mafresh Chala, and she does it sitting. Normally, when a woman will knead her dough, very common, will do so sitting, as the Mishnah says. So the Magen Avraham writes, don't you see that a Berchas HaMitzvah does not warrant Amida? So the Magen Avraham writes the following Chiddush, that no, that's only true when it comes to Hafrasha, because Hafrasha Schala Eina Mitzvah Kukach. After all, the Eina Osa El Nesakein Ma'achalo Domi Deshchita. There's no Mitzvah Hafrasha. Hafrasha is a Matir. And a Bracha which is simply Bola Hatir does not require Amida. That's the Chiddush of Magen Avraham. However, when you're dealing with other mitzvos, so of course, a Berchas HaMitzvah requires Amida. The purpose of tzitzis is not merely lahatir es habeged. There's a kiyum mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore that warrants Amida. This is against the view of the Taz. The Taz is found in Yoredei and Simen Aleph, the very beginning of Hilchos Shechita, where the Mechaber writes the following. Let's assume you have a person who is an eino medaber. He cannot speak, but he can be shomea. So the Mechaber writes the shochid afil lechatchila. He can do a maisa shchita. He's called a bar zvicha. We don't assume that a shomea ve'eino medaber is a lav bardas. He's a bardas. He can go ahead and perform shchita. The only problem is the bracha. What about the bracha? So the Mechaber writes, we'll solve the bracha problem im acher mevarech. As long as someone else recites the bracha. The Mechaber doesn't say explicitly who this acher is. Who is this person who's making the bracha? So the Shach writes in Sifkat Lamed Beis, who is this acher? This is a fellow shochet. There are many shochtim that are doing shchita together, so therefore, one will recite the bracha and the other who will hear, that is considered to be sufficient. The Taz suggests a very great chiddush. That is not necessarily true. The Mevarech does not have to be a Shochet at all. And therefore, this Shochet who is in a Medaber can get a person off the street to recite the Bracha of Al Hashchita. That's the chiddush that the Taz writes. Why is that true? Because the Taz explains. There's no mitzvah of shechita. There's no chiyuv of shechita. No Tosas writes in Shavuos, Nafchav Dalet. Shechita is matir in Yisr, nevela, it's matir in Yisr, eino zavuach. There's no mitzvah shechita. Well, if there's no mitzvah shechita, so why is there a bracha in shechita? So the Taz writes this very great chiddush that, you know what, that the bracha in shechita is not a classic birchas hamitzvah. Ela ikar hakavana lo says shevach lemakom baruch hu. It's a birchas hashevach. She'asr lano achilas basar below shechita, and ayidei shechita HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matir basar v'achila. It's not a birchas hamitzvah. A great chiddush the Taz writes, it's a birchas hashevach. And the Taz goes a step further. Each one of these examples in the Taz requires arichus. The same is true when it comes to the bracha of lahachniso, berisa shel Avram Avinu. That's not a birchas hamitzvah. Lahachniso is a birchas hashevach. And the same thing the Taz writes is true when it comes to birchas erisin. Birchas erisin is not a birchas hamitzvah. It's a birchas hashevach. Right, each one, fundamental machlokas rishonim we've discussed in the past. So a bracha on shechit is not a birchas hamitzvah, the bracha of lahachniso is not a birchas hamitzvah, the birchas erisin is not a birchas hamitzvah, and in all of those cases, the bracha can be recited by someone else. When the Masada Kedushin recites the birchas erisin, it's not because he's performing the mitzvah, he's not performing a mitzvah. It's a birchas hashevach, and a birchas hashevach can be recited al yedei acherim. And the same thing is true when it comes to the bracha of lahachniso. And the same thing is true when it comes to the bracha of shechita. And that's why the Machaber writes acher mevarich, and acher does not have to be a shochet. Each one is a great, great chiddush. And then the further chiddush that the Taz writes, would I say the same thing about hafrashas tumas and maisros? You mean to say the same thing? That hafrashas tumas and maisros, it's just a birchas hashevach, like birchas hashechita. And therefore the bracha can be recited even if you're not doing an act of hafrasha. So here the Taz says, no, what is true of shechita is not true of hafrasha shumas and maestros. Why? Because there's no chiyuv of shechita. Shechita is purely a matir. If you want, then you mashecht. What about when it comes to shumas and maestros? What do you mean? That's a categorical mitzvah. After all, afilu im eno rotze lechom min hatvu adayin. Even if you don't have any desire to eat, there's a mitzvah safrasha. A mitzvah safrasha independent of your achila. So here Rabbi Kvega writes, right, in your day, Simon Aleph, lo matzasi zeh. Is that so obvious? That a person is obligated to hafrish chumas and maestros even if he has no desire to be mafkiya this or tevel? Mechatesi. And Rabbi Kiveger quotes the Magen Avram in Simen Ches, where the Magen Avram said that there's no mitzvah of hafrashas challah. And Rabbi Kiveger writes, no, what is true of challah is also true of chumas and maestros as well. So a pretty fundamental machlokes. Whether there's a mitzvah hafrasha, whether the purpose is similar to shechita, where it's only lahatir. What the Taz writes, that there's a mitzvah hafrasha, this is what the Gon assumes as well, right, in Hilchos Tzitzis and Simen Ches. And the Gon writes a fascinating raya. The Gemara discusses in Pesachim Adaf Mem Ches, Mem Ches Samad Beis, the difficulty with baking matzah on Pesach. Because Chametz Pesach is not batel. So therefore, you know, you have to be very, very careful. Right, when you bake matzahs on Pesach, because it can easily be bali de chimutz. So the Gemara suggests, isn't there a very simple etzah? Right? Who says you have to bake so many? Right? So you know what? Make a tiny dough, and then make a single matzah. You'll be mafrish. If you're concentrating on one matzah, you know, it's not going to be bali de chimutz. If you have many matzahs before you, that's a problem. So make a very small dough, and then make another small dough, another small dough, another small dough. The Gemara says that's not appropriate to do, right? Because after all, you're not supposed to make lasos isaso kavin. It's inappropriate to take an isa and divide it into 100 different does. What's wrong with that? Because if you have an Issa which is Bekeshir, there's a mitzvah challah. And by dividing it up in so many small parts, you're being mafkiat small from the mitzvah challah. Look, if all you're interested in doing is making a small amount, there's no halacha that you have to make a shir challah. But if a person's goal is to have a shir challah, but you know what? I'll see to it that I never have a shiba basachas. I'll divide it up into increments of pachas mikashir. So the Gemara says you can't do that. That's exactly what the Mechaber writes in Shin Chav Dalav Yeradeya. Asa lasos yisasa pachas mikashir. Kli lahavkim enochi of chalach. A person cannot consciously go ahead and see to it that you have pachas mikashir. If that's all you want, there's no chiyuv, you have to bake more. But if you know you're baking barakuns, you're going to get out of hafrasha. That you can't do. So the Gaon writes very simply, what's the problem? That's the Gaon's raya. If you assume that there's a mitzvah hafrasha, no, I understand. But if there's no mitzvah hafrasha, it's just to be mafgia, a chaloshem tevel, and pachos mikashir, there's no chiyuv. No, what's wrong with that? The fact that the Gemara says that there's an iser to set up a situation of afgiyah min ha-mitzvah, does not indicate that there is a mitzvah. And therefore the Gaon writes that the Taz is absolutely correct against the view of Magen Avraham. So in this context, Rav Soloveitchik has suggested the following. The bracha on these cases, shchita, erisin, lahachniso, on the one hand, the Taz is correct. It's not a classic example of a birchas hamitzvah. But to assume the Taz's conclusion that therefore what it's a birchas hashevach, shevach, the bracha on shchita, sher kirashin mitzvah tzivano ala shchita, is a birchas hashevach? Or birchas erisin is so simply a birchas hashevach? Well, what other option is there? If it's not a classic birchas hamitzvah, what is it? And in that context, Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following, that perhaps there is a birchas hamitzvah on chalos. Sometimes you can have a birchas hamitzvah on maisa mitzvah, shofar, sukkah, lulav, maisa mitzvah. But sometimes you can have a birchas hamitzvah which is on chalos. Even if it's not a mitzvah, but you're acknowledging that there is a new status, a new chalos, which is attained al pidin, and the possibility of a chalos ha-mitzvah that warrants a bracha. The Rambam, for example, writes in the end of Perek Vav, Hilchos Eruvin, that a person recites a bracha on an Eruv Tchumim. And the Raavad gets all upset. What kind of mitzvah is that? Eruv Tchumim. A person's interested in traveling in a particular direction, so we can shift his makom shmisa from here to there. What, there's a mitzvah to do that? A mitzvah veruvei tchumim? Heichitzivan alasos eruv tchumim. That's the Raavad's kasha. Where Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you have a lot of cases that are like that. Tvila, for example. The fact that you make a bracha on tvila, is that only because tvila is a mitzvah? The Gemara says, nima davches, that tvila bizmana is lav mitzvah. Does that only mean tvila bizmana? But tefillah is a mitzvah. Maybe again, the purpose of tefillah is lahatir. It's a matir. It's matir isha labala. It's matir all the restrictions of tum and mikdash. Shchita. The Ramban writes the following phrase when it comes to netilas yadayim. This Ramban is found right in Shoresh Rishon of Sefer Mitzvot. The Ramban writes, what is the purpose of netilas yadayim? Heter vehechsher ha'iserheim. And the Ramban adds the words, Kishchita. Netilas yadayim is comparable to shchita. It's matir. That there's an iser achila b'li netila. And therefore the purpose of netilas yadayim is lahatir. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out in all these cases, no, it's not a birchas hashevach. It's a bracha that relates to a maisa hamitzvah, but in terms of its chalos. Tvila certainly results in a chalos tara, shchita in a chalos eter, netilas yadayim, and certainly when it comes to cases of afrasha as well, a birchas hamitzvah and chalos. Rav Slavichik pointed out that perhaps is the secret to the Shita of Tosus, where one could envision two different brachos on tefillin. The bracha of Lahaniach, we understand, that's a classic Maisa HaMitzvah. There the bracha is on the mitzvah's tefillin. What is the purpose of the bracha of Al Mitzvah's tefillin? What is that? That's a Berachas HaShevach. It's a bracha on the mitzvah. What mitzvah? That's what the Gaon points out. You already said a Berachas HaMitzvah of Lahaniach. So as the Slavichik pointed out, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Dalach HaChafei Fechus Tefillin, the Rambam stresses a somewhat unique element when it comes to tefillin, and that is the element of chalos. The Rambam writes the following, that Kedushas HaTefillin, Kedushas and Gedolihi. Tefillin has a great Kedusha. Because after all, B'chol Zman SheTefillin Barosho Shel Adam Uzroa, because whenever you're wearing tefillin, Hu Anav, Virei Shamayim, Be'eno Nimshach, Be'schok, Be'sicha, Be'teila, Eno Mahara Machshavos Ra'os. The Rambam writes, when you wear tefillin, you're a different person. Ela Mefana Libo, B'divrei Emes Vatzedek. When a person wears tefillin, he is a different person. A person may engage in Kalos Rosh, but you're not going to do that when you're wearing your tefillin. And therefore, the Rambam writes, Yishtad Eliyosin Lev Kol Hayom. And the Rambam writes, that's why you should wear tefillin all day. Right? Because after all, you're a different character when you're wearing your tefillin. And the Rambam continues. That's not in terms of classic Maisa HaMitzvah. That's an element in terms of the concept of chalos. So therefore, in these cases, tefillin, there's an element of chalos, two different mitzvahs. And the same thing comes to Bris Mila, a mitzvah smila, but a chalos maho. And therefore, emphasized by different brachos. If this is true, that the bracha of Hafrash is a bracha which is chal on chalos, so you understand very well. I'm willing to assume that mitzvah babi aveira applies even achar kinyan, even achar shinei maisa. And there, if you would argue, mitzvah babi aveira ain't a mitzvah. Ain't a mitzvah. But what does that mean? It's tevel? It's tevel? Of course it's not tevel. The shame tevel is paka. I would argue in terms of kiyam ha-mitzvah, fine. If there's a kiyam ha-mitzvah of Russia, as the Gaon pointed out, right, that you're not going to attain. But the Russia is still considered to be chal. And if the nature of the birchas ha-mitzvah is one which is on chalos, then I would have argued as follows. Even if mitzvah babi aver does not allow for a bracha to be recited on lulav, because mitzvah babi aver ain't a mitzvah, but not true when it comes to ha-frasha, the chalos hafrasha is still there. And the brach is on the chalos hafrasha. For that, Rabbi Eliezer requires a limud, a drasha, separate makar, uvotzeh berech nietz Hashem, that it's a genai lahaska shem shamayim in any shape or form, despite the fact that the end is indeed accomplished. This would be true, not only according to the Ri, even according to the view of Rabbi Notam as well. This halacha, the mitzvah safrasha, the tikkun ha'isa, right, could be relevant for something else that we just discussed earlier in terms of our sugi mitzvah babi avera. That's sugi m'sachem lam chesem al aleph, where the Gemara tells us the following, that matzah shel ma'aser sheni. If you hold like Rabbi Meir, that ma'aser sheni is mamon gavoa, so therefore ein adam yotze bidei chavasa b'pesach. And the Gemara says the same thing applies when it comes to Dalet Minim, and the same thing applies when it comes to Challah. The Gemara says, why when it comes to Challah? Because of the Pasuk of Ariso Seichem, and Lulav and Esther, because of the Pasuk of Lachem, and Matzah, that's the Drasha, the Gezerah Shava of Matzah Shem. Good? That was the Gemara we saw, right? Daflam and Chesim Sach. Good? Then we saw the Rash. The Rash, Psachim, Perabez, Simin Yerches. Since there's a halach of matzah schem, you're not yotze with matzah gzula. And we pointed out, right, two possibilities. Right. Maybe you could argue that's not true. You are yotze with matzah gzula. And even if you're not yotze with matzah gzula, a couple of possibilities. One is because of lachem, and the other is because of the Yerushalmi, right, Yud Gimel Gimel, of mitzvah habah, b'yavera. And we discussed at length. Right, you could deny this halacha of the Yerushalmi, or you could agree for two very different reasons. But the Rush is clear. The Rush writes, A, you're not Yotzi with Matzah Gzula, but the Rush assumes that's because of Matzah Schem. Good? So that we discussed. Right? What is element of Ritzui, what does not have a Ritzui, and so on. Shagazari Yisim and Sari Dalet. The whole need of Lochem, there's no Lochem when it comes to Matzah. The whole drush of Matzah Schem is a Gzereshav of Lechem Lechem Echala. Lechem Lechem Echala. Lechem Haaretz, Ariso Sechem, Lechem Oni, Matzah Schem. You're not Yotze with Matzah Gzula? And the whole source is Chala? And what's the halacha when it comes to Hafrashas Chala of Gezel? That there's no Chiyuv Hafrasha? The whole starting point of Matzah Schem is Chala. What is true of Chala is true of Matzah. So there's no halacha of Chala when it comes to Gezel. So too, you're not Yotzi with Matzah Gzula. So Shagazari says, of course that's not true. That's our sunya. Harei shegazel so shel chitim. Tachana, afra, hifish chala, ein zmavarech alamanayitz. Of course there's a chiyuv hafrasha. There's no chiyuv hafrasha on shel gezel. There's of course a chiyuv of hafrasha. Rabbi Lezer's chiddush was, there's a bracha problem. It's not good to recite a bracha lahazkir shem shamayim. But of course there's halacha of hafrasha. So wouldn't there be, how can you argue that when it comes to matzah, that is not true? If a person, for example, would go ahead and steal an isa, let's assume the following halacha. A person steals an isa from someone, so he can eat without being mafresh. He violates nisra, he wouldn't violate the nisra of tevel. Chala gzula is not chayiv in afrasha? Well, of course it's chayiv in afrasha. What about lachem? The Nesivus raises this kasha as well. The Nesivus in Makor Chaim, in Tafnun Dalet, the Nesivus writes the following. Well, of course, if you steal chala, there's a chiyuv afrasha. That's because that there's a chiyuv because it's a isas ha nigza. There's a chalos tevel from the perspective of the nigza. Mashenke, when it comes to Maiser Sheni, then there's no din bailim whatsoever, and therefore there's no chiyuv hafrasha. But very simply, right, in order to address this issue, one could argue as follows. You know what? There is halacha of lachem when it comes to chala. Ariso sechem. But once you see that there are two halachas of hafrashas chala, there's a mitzvah safrasha, and there's tikkun ha'isa. And for example, when it comes to our problem of mitzvah babi avera addresses the mitzvah safrasha, but it doesn't relate to the tikkun ha'isa. Perhaps one could suggest the following chiddush, and that is that the same thing would apply when it comes to ariso sechem. The need for lachem in terms of the mitzvah safrasha, right, that is a detail within the mitzvah safrasha. However, as far as the tikkun ha'isa, there's no halacha of lachem whatsoever. If for whatever reason this is not fully yours, or if you secured this be'iser, well, of course there's a chiyuv hafrasha. But that chiyuv hafrasha is noveya that emanates from the iser tevel and the tikkun ha'isa. And even if there is halacha of lachem, lachem would tell us that the mitzvah safrasha is only if that isa is yours. But the need for hafrasha lahafgi iser tevel, well, that certainly would exist. So, for example, in the cases of an isa gzula, does the gavlan have to be mafrish? Of course the gazlan has to be mafrish, because there's an iser tevel. There's an iser tevel that exists. Either is halacha of ariso sechem, perhaps ariso sechem, is only in terms of the kiyum mitzvah safrasha. But in terms of the need lahatir hachefza, to imate the isr tevel, well, of course that exists. So if that's true, then what about when it comes to matzah? There is halacha of lachem when it comes to challah. Lachem is necessary for the mitzvah safrasha, ariso sechem. But even if the iser is not shalachem, there's still need of hafrasha to imater the iser tevel. But in principle, there is a need of lachem, and the mitzvah will not be fulfilled. So if that's true, then you can understand the rush that when it comes to matzah, there is halacha of lachem, and therefore you would not be yotze with shogeza. See, what was the kasha? How can matzah be any more chamor than isa? And if you assume that an isa gzula requires hafrasha, are you really willing to assume that if you steal an isa, you can eat without being mafresh, there's no iser tevel? Because it's lach of lachem? If the answer is no, of course not, as the Shagazari assumes the Dabra Pashut. So how then can you argue that there's a lach of lachem when it comes to matzah? The answer is yes, in both cases. The mitzvah requires lachem. You have to be mafresh even if it's not lachem. Right? The answer is that lahatir achevtza. But when it comes to matzah, there, you're just dealing with the kiyum mitzvah. There's no hataras achevtza. No, in such a case, then you won't fulfill the mitzvah, utilizing that which is shel gezel. No? So again, that can be used to resolve the kasha of the Shagasari as well. How is it possible to derive halach of lachem from challah if there is no halach of lachem when it comes to challah? The answer is that no, there certainly is halacha. Not only in Maaser Shinu, there's no din bailim. There's halacha of lachem when it comes to gezel as well. And if one is mafresh from an isa gzuli, he wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah safrasha, even though in terms of chalos, it is still considered to be right, that which is critical. Okay. One interesting detail, it's not our sugi, but it's something to, in terms of that which also quotes, Tachana va'afa hifrishim enochala. It's not for us now, but you can take a look at the Tosus in Sanhedrin, Davav Mem Beis, Dermaskal Tachana. Tosus is bothered by another interesting problem, and that is just simply the Seder. Tachana afa hifrishim enochala. Is that when you're mafrish challah? You're mafrish challah achar afia? Shouldn't you be mafrish challah at an earlier time? You're not mafrish. You can, if a person was not mafrish when it was an isa, so then you can be mafrish lachar afia. But that's not what's happening here, right? Tachan afa hifrishim enochala. So Tosu just writes in one line, right, an important chiddush, and that is, no, sometimes one is mafrish lachar afia, and that's referring to cases where it's a blila raka. If you're dealing with a stiff dough, like a challah dough, in such a case you're mafresh immediately. If you're dealing with a pouring batter, like a cake dough, then one is mafresh la'achar afia. And Tosu says that's why it mentions here, right? Afa and then hifrish, because sometimes, in fact, that is true. When you learn challah, that's a very important chiddush of Tosu's. Usually when it comes to hafreshes challah, there are two factors. One factor is what type of dough is it, ablila ava, ablila raka. The other is how is it processed, ayide afia, or maybe in other ways. Right, that's a very important chiddush Tosus, that ablila raka with afia is chayiv in hafrasha, is chayiv in hafrasha, but the hafrasha is done afterwards. Right, an important chiddush. Okay, now take a look at the marsha in our sugya, because the Marsha is bothered by the kasha I alluded to earlier, and that is, if indeed our Tosus tells us that you cannot recite a bracha, that's a voseh berach niyetz Hashem, even though mitzvah babi aver is no longer a problem, you are fully kona, ayyidei shinoi, ayyidei shinoi maisa, when it comes to bracha ruy lahachmir, so the Marsha is very bothered about that sugi of avonkri. Avankri Rav Huna suggested to see to it that there's Yeush and Shin Rishus. Don't you be the one who cuts the Hadas, but let the guy cut it, and the guy will give it to you, and that's considered to be a case of Yeush and Shin Rishus. The Gemara raised the following issue. Why do you say Yeush and Shin Rishus? Isn't there a Shini Maisa? Because Luv Tzarech Eged? The Gemara answers that no, there's no Shini Maisa, because we assume Mikar Hadin, Lulav, Eino Tzarech Eged. Eged is only Hidur Mitzvah. The Gemara says, yeah, but isn't there a Shini Hashem? Forget about Shin Rishus. For the Shin Rishus would seem to imply that if this wouldn't be done, since such a case, the Avonkri couldn't be Yotze. What do you mean? Isn't there a Shini Hashem? After all, that now it's a Hoshana? The Gemara says, no, Meikar Nama, Hoshana Karile. Even before also it was referred to as a Hoshana. So therefore, there's no immediate Shini Maisa, because living Tzarech Eged, there is no Shini Hashem. You have to rely on Shin Rishus, so therefore, let the guy do the Ksitz and give it to you. That would be Yeush and Shin Rishus, and you're fine. What do you mean you're fine? And that was Rav Huna's Eitzah. You're fine that technically you're Yotze, but you can't recite a Bracha. And that was Rav Huna's Eitzah. So the Marsha writes the following. The Marsha Tosa says, Ulagami Asanami. And as far as Asa is concerned as well, Deparach Lekninhu B'Shini Hashem, when the Gemara says, but can't you be Kona with the Shini Hashem? Sayinachinami, the Marsha writes, Hainu Linyan Kiyam HaMitzvah. You'll be Makayin the Mitzvah. Avalin in Bracha, Enochinami, Yesh Lahachma Yosef. You can't recite a Bracha. So the Masha writes a very great chiddush, Enochinami, Huadin, when it comes to that case of Avankari. But however, the Masha says the following, Vahad de Parich, and that which the Gemara asks, Liknino Bishini Hashem, Enochinami, you won't be able to make a Bracha. What does the Masha mean exactly, Liknino Bishini Hashem? Rav Huna said there's Yeush and Shin Rishus. The Gemara says, isn't there a Shini Maisa, the Gemara asks? The Gemara says, no, there's no Shini Maisa. The Gemara asks, isn't there a Shini Hashem? The Gemara says, there's no Shini Hashem. Meikara Nami, Hoshana Karile. So the Marsha says, and that which the Gemara suggests, like, you know, B'Shini Hashem, you know, Chinami wouldn't be able to make a bracha. See, what's troubling the Marsha? When Rav Huna suggested Shin Rishus, what was Rav Huna's suggestion? This is a way that you can fulfill the mitzvah without a bracha? So the Rasha seems to be assuming that, obviously. If Rav Huna suggested that this works, it works. So the Rasha seems to assume that if there is a Shini Rishus, you could make a bracha. The Rasha is only bothered by the kash of the Gemara, the Liknino B'Shini Hashem. And for that, the Marsha says, you know what? You're right, you would be able to make a bracha. I'll have to take a look at that now. Is that really true? That on Shin Rishus, yes, you can recite a bracha? And you can't recite a bracha if you were Kona Ayideh Shin Hashem? Is that really true? If you look, for example, in the Shar HaMelech, Hilchos Lulav, Perches Halachates, very end, it's a long piece, but at the very end, the Shar HaMelech says, no, that's true. So what was the kasha of the Gemara? Rav Huna made a suggestion. Bikonu with the Shini Hashem. Bikonu with Shini Rishus. And the Gemara said, what do you need a Shini Rishus for? You have a Shini Hashem. Wait a second. If what the Marsha assumes is true, that Shini Rishus is much greater, Shini Rishus would allow you to recite a bracha because you are not the Ganav for the Gazlan. So what kind of kasha is that of the Gemara? Answer very simply. Rav Huna suggested a Shini Rishus, because Rav Huna wants to come up with a method that you'll be able to make a bracha. The Gemara says, like, B'Shini Hashem, the Marsha says, that Eitz is not going to help us. You're not going to be able to make a bracha, Tosa says. No? Because when you have to answer, Meikarna Mashana, forget about that. Why don't you argue that B'Shini Hashem is insufficient? So take a look at this, right? The Marsha and the Shar HaMelech, and then take a look at the Mechaber, Tafresh Memtes, the very beginning of the Siman, and the Magen Avraham Sifkaton Beis. Here the Mechaber goes even a step further. The Mechaber writes that if you steal a lulav and you make a Shini Maisa, a real Shini Maisa, the Mechaber writes, Mihu lo yivarech alav. You can't recite a bracha, but say berach ni'etz Hashem. That's a very great chiddush. Are you doing Shini Maisa? You can't recite a bracha. So again, in our case, right, the Tachana Ba'afa, that was a Shini Maisa. And yet a bracha is not to be recited. Well, how does this relate then to the case of lulav? Right? And you have three possibilities in lulav. Shin Rishus, Shin Maisa, and Shin Hashem. No? Are they all the same? Are they different? So take a look at the Chiddush of Magen Avram, and then take a look, right, in Eliyahu Rabba, and take a look at the Machzah Hashekel. These are the Achronim on the Magen Avram that try to figure out what the Magen Avram is referring to. Like, what exactly does the Magen Avram mean in his distinction? Now, so it's an important issue, right? Where is it that we apply this principle of Tosos that a bracha cannot be recited? Right? Does it depend on the type of shinui that one is utilizing? Okay, so tomorrow we'll finish up this issue. Okay.